we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We live on a beautiful planet. There's so much good to fight for. Most people that work in the system are not even bad people. They've been brainwashed, and it's up to us to teach them their proper role. Lou Rockwell's our guest. Let's jam in a bunch of calls. Judy in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I had two quick questions, if possible. One is, with all the information, all the facts that are linked to both 9/11 and the underwear bomber, if there was a concerted effort with all alternative media and it was relentlessly pushed, I mean, all of the facts surrounding those two situations, I mean, if it would not at least open up a fresh investigation, I mean, there's a lot of proof that points to the fact that...
Sure, sure. You know, no, I mean, they're scared of us exposing Oklahoma City, 9/11, the underwear bomber being gotten on the plane, protected. This latest guy that was going to bomb the Federal Reserve, turns out they protected this moron, Patsy. It's always the same story. Lou Rockwell, comments on that.
Well, all police states employ agents provocateurs, so they try to get, they pick, you know, some poor boob from Bangladesh, lonely, maybe not too high in IQ. They talk him into planning a bomb. They tell him how to make the bomb, which of course is not, it's just a fake bomb, not a real bomb. They direct him, they say bomb the Federal Reserve, and they protect him from being captured by any of the counterterrorism forces in lower Manhattan. He gets there to the Fed, he plants the phony bomb, then they arrest him for, terrorism. Well, who's the, so just like the old Russian, see, the Tsar secret police was famous for this. All secret police do this. They create these terrorist incidents in order to scare the people and say, we better give all power to the government. But I think this is not working anymore. I think that latest thing about against the Fed, which I think was aimed at people like us, by the way, Alex, this is why they're picking the Fed as a target, the New York Fed. I don't think it had the effect they want. I don't think people pay attention anymore. They don't look in the closet and under the bed for terrorists anymore like the government would like them to.
Well, sure. So I mean, it's actually, like, the poor Fed. Losing. I mean, I predicted they would false flag the Fed. Let's go to Mouse Link in New York. You're on the air, Mouse.
Good day, gentlemen. My ears perked up when you were talking about not voting. It is something that we've been discussing here for the past few weeks, having followed the debates and whatnot. And I was just wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on that. It seems to be kind of a taboo subject. You know, if you bring up.
People are shocked when you talk about this. What? You know, not vote? We're trained from the earliest days in the government schools that it's our duty to partake in the sacrament of the government, which is voting. But first of all, your vote doesn't count. Even if the votes are honestly counted, and who the heck believes that, your vote doesn't count unless the election is won by one vote. It's a pain in the neck. And the government loves you to vote. It's very, very important that you vote. And people who don't vote bother the government. And in the old days, we used to talk about, what if they held a war and nobody showed up? What if they held an election and nobody showed up? That would be a very revolutionary act. So if we have fewer and fewer people voting, bothers the regime, bothers the government, bothers the media. And by the way, you don't have to go waste your time in some horrible government line in front of a government machine in what's just a facade and just a baloney operation.
But I think their point is, then how do you change the system?
Well, you don't throw it through politics. I mean, politics is the government's game.
Give us a few examples of how you do it. Give us a few examples, Lou.
Well, I think we have to do it by, first of all, just mentally seceding from the government. I mean, you can do things like homeschool your children. That's one great way to do it. But if you just mentally don't give them your consent, if you don't do what they want, if you don't think that they're the source of truth, if you then talk to other people about this, and if you learn yourself the truth about economics, about history, about government false flags, and all the various things you can learn about, then you can be a source of truth and guidance to others. That's the way we change things, by changing minds, not by putting creep A as versus creep B in the White House. I mean, why would anybody think that would make any difference? It doesn't make any difference. If there ever were a president who was any good, believe me, he would not be in office for very long at all.
Lou Rockwell, thank you so much for spending time with us. Sorry to the other callers. Look forward to talking to you again soon. And
thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much. All right, folks, retransmission coming up as we break down the internal passports and the FEMA camp. Straight ahead. Government loves you. Remember, they're good people. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 22nd day of October 2012. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours, investigative journalist, author, to cover a myriad of important issues and break some important news. Will be joining us in the second hour, then Lou Rockwell, Ron Paul's former chief of staff, to give us his take on the differences between Puppet A and Puppet B, Barack Obama, and, of course, Mitt Romney. And I've got a big stack of them here. Every scientific big poll, Gallup, you name it, has him now in a dead heat or 3 to 5 points ahead of Obama. And I went back and looked at it. Also found another article going over it from Gallup showing their polling over the last 2 weeks. And, yeah, it shows him 2 weeks ago, Romney 49, Obama 47. And now you can just see it change the numbers up till now. Obama 45, Romney 52. And that's what a bunch of other polls are showing. Now, listen. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. If you like Romney, because there's something called electronic voting fraud that has been proven to really be bad in more than 10 states. It varies county to county, but 10 states are really been certified to be full of fraud. Places like Ohio, Florida, basically anywhere that's been a swing state before, Iowa, in primaries, California. Do not hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it'll just mean a different management team from the New World Order if Romney gets in. Christian Science Monitor has an analysis out today saying that Romney couldn't really have a tougher Iran policy with sanctions and covert operations than Obama would. And that's really true from my research. Kurt Nemo, a day before that, had an article out. Obama and Romney, war no matter who wins election. Well, yeah, people say, oh, Alex, where's this war? I don't know, Libya. I mean, no, they called it a peace action. Syria right now, blowing up missile factories, blowing up military police bases on a weekly basis, assassinations inside Iran. Our media bragging that there's covert war going on. I mean, that's war. You know, when you're blowing up military bases in Iran, that's called a war. Just in case people didn't know, there's war's been going on for really 3 years, hot and heavy, but it's starting to intensify. It was kind of like on level 5 on the top of the stove. Now they turned it up to level 10. So it is on high burn right now. The only question is, will it go into overdrive and turn it up to broil? So we're going to be breaking all that down. Also on the election, UN to monitor conservative groups at U.S. polls. That's Melissa Melton, Infowars.com. And it's also in the Hill newspaper that covers Capitol Hill. International monitors at U.S. polling spots draw criticism from voter fraud groups. And see, the UN, it's the UN. When you read it, it says it's the UN. I mean, look, we told everybody the UN's starting to run our country more and more. Can we just be honest about it? Or does the media always have to say, oh, it's global governance, not government? Same thing, though. Or, oh, yeah, it's international monitors. Yeah, from the UN, but we're not going to say that in the headline because that sounds conspiratorial. I saw that Financial Times of London article, another one pushing world government a few months ago. And it's like, yeah, we don't want to be conspiracy theorists, but there is a global private corporate government and it knows best. And it's authoritarian. But don't listen to the conspiracy kooks that say there's a world government. So the message is, hey, there's a world government. Get in line with it or we're going to call you a conspiracy theorist because the general public's dumbed down. That's what they're telling business readers. Yes, it's real, but you're not supposed to say it is. Well, the problem is I'm not going to play along with it. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com and his crew aren't going to go along with the so-called establishment saying they're going to lecture us on reality. WorldNet Daily is not going to go along with it. Many others aren't going to go along with it. You're not going to go along with it. And so they got a problem because we have inalienable rights. We're not slaves. And listen, I live in a city. We've done news reports showing the UN website where they brag. They call it a munialized UN model city. And the city of Austin has signed agreements and policy guidelines to even get international funds and designations. There's our city and one other Japanese city, you can look it up, that are the UN models of the world. And then that Japanese city is our sister city. So, again, you can go watch Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton's reports. They followed like three of them in the last month. We should air those again. We did during the special 48-hour broadcast. But the point is, that it even hit me yesterday driving along with my wife, and I just said, I've got to go on air and explain to people we're in occupied territory. And she goes, you've said that many times. But, I mean, I need to explain that this is really happening. This is really going on. I mean, I'm not just saying deep behind enemy lines in captured FEMA Region 6. I live more than anybody else in the United States under the United Nations. We're going to do more reports on that. And every small town around Austin is in the process of being taken over. I mean, they'll go into small towns with 10,000 people in them and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 million a year in the last few years going in, buying the mayors, buying everybody, pushing a referendum, putting armies of bureaucrats, knocking on doors, having town hall meetings, saying sign on to this. and then they just roll over and just take the land. I mean, you name it. I mean, it's incredible. But they do it in a limp-wristed, simpering NPR voice, which is scientifically crafted under Delphi technique. We'll say to these people, you're Delphi trained. They'll start smiling. I've had them off record laugh at me and say, you're not going to stop us. These are soldiers, folks. These are operatives. These are infiltrators. And they know it is the thing. I've been to smart growth conferences when the camera's off and have one of them just grab me by the shirt. Bankers, former Dallas Cowboy, you name it. They're all there. Bank of America, all of them. And they'll say, you don't ever aim that camera at me. You understand? You're not going to stop anything we're doing. I mean, they know what they're doing. And, I've witnessed it. They're not naive, folks. These are pirates. But 21st century pirates act all nice and, oh, hi, everybody. Oh. I mean, it's a program. These are spies. These are operatives. And I don't know how I get this across to you, that the fact that the general public reads the newspaper, 23% of people read newspapers still, and then they think they're smart and that's a bunch of gobbledygook, or they tell the truth but then lie by omission or frame things differently and say one thing is another, while incredible historic things are happening. We are now in occupied America by the globalists, by the banksters, and just type in banks declare they've conquered Europe. Or Goldman Sachs conquers Europe, or Goldman Sachs conquers Greece, or J.P. Morgan conquers the world, and you'll get Forbes and Reuters and AP and all of it. And Davos, Switzerland, I mean, they announced 2 years ago, year and a half ago, the Davos before last, they said, we're going to have a world government with $100 trillion funding us of carbon taxes, and it will be funded into our systems. And even if the carbon taxes fail, we're going to have a new global currency. We're not going to get rid of the other currencies. We're just going to devalue them until you beg for the new strategic drawing right. Guys, just type in $100 trillion, Davos, $100 trillion needed for credit system. $100 trillion. $100 trillion, where the mega bank of Europe, the ECB of Europe, is the world government now. They, in their own words, Herman Van Rompuy, all of them have bragged about it. He left as the head of the EU and went to be the head of that. They're all there in front of everyone announcing world government. And I'm sitting here going, they're announcing world government. There it is, London Telegraph. World needs $100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. £63 trillion given to them. And what's the date on that? I know it was 2011. It'll be right there. January 18, 2011, as I said, a little over a year and a half ago. And you can go, they got links to the video in there last time I read that article. I mean, this is not my opinion. By the way, I've been listening to syndicated and local talk radio a lot when I'm out jogging and things. I heard WOAI last Friday when I was taking a break jogging when I left here, the big talk station in San Antonio, one of the big ones, saying it's terrible that our government's backing al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. And this morning I heard on News Radio 590 them admit and go, yo, it's true. Our government runs al-Qaeda and it's terrible. So, look, we can get this info out there. I know it doesn't compute with the normal. It's like, well, the government runs al-Qaeda. Well, then why are they trying to take our liberties? Because it was always a bait and switch. It was always meant to be a bait and switch. And you've got to come to grips with it. I mean, I've been at these smart growth conferences and things, and I've had people come over who are in the city and literally look around when nobody's around while I'm by the water fountain and bump into me and say, I'm going to kill you. And you look at them and you're like, you're going to kill me? Yeah, I'm a Marine. I know how to kill you. Well, okay, go ahead and try. You better hope I don't see you coming, buddy. And just because you get me doesn't mean people aren't going to come for you. But you think my family's going to roll over to somebody putting a hole in me? I may not be anything compared to my Texas ancestors, but you mess with me, you better believe people are coming for you. That's another reason I'm still alive. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm going to get into the biggest news, and then I'm going to get into the economy, war. Yeah, I've got something to say about Lance Armstrong. I'm going to get into Russell Means dead. God rest his soul. He's gone to the happy hunting ground. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, October 22nd, 2012. Gold opened at $1,726.47. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,726.47, $863.24 for a half ounce, and $431.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,726.47, $863.24, and $431.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Obama is now on record, and the media is starting to pick it up. He wants to not only ban rifles, but also handguns, and put citizens extrajudicially on a list and just take your guns. No judge, no jury, no nothing, just... Well, you're on a no-fly list. You're also on a no-buy list. And again, 10 years ago, I was watching C-SPAN for more than an hour and a half, and they had a TSA. Governor Ridge was there. He hadn't even gotten cabinet position yet for Homeland Security, newly formed by the executive. And they had all these tables together with all these corporate CEOs there. And they said at that meeting that in the future, you will have to have TSA, Homeland Security, authorization to have a job anywhere. And that they would start in critical infrastructure, computers, ports, and fan out from there. And now you can go look at literally tens of millions of Americans, people that do, you know, service on trucks at national parks, people that work in mining, people that work in basically every area are told, you got to go get a certification. Doesn't matter your background check came back from Homeland Security. And then they just put a block on you. And you see, this is the essence of tyranny. Every authoritarian system makes you have a paper that's stamped and certified that you're in good standing with them. And then if you're not a good globalist, if you're not a good Nazi, if you're not a good communist, if you're not a good Roman, if you weren't a good Aztec, whatever the case was, you weren't allowed. In England, in the Middle Ages, also in Europe, they had laws about what you could wear. Certain colors, because they didn't have to have checkpoints. If you had a bunch of finery and diamonds and were wearing purple or scarlet, then you were just, boom, access wherever you went. You were known by your horse. You were known by, and you could be executed in ancient England if you were wearing a knight sword and were not a certified knight. And if you didn't have all the secret passcodes, and that's where secret societies come from, the Masons, all of that. And that's what happens here. Well, now if they just turn your face scan off, your thumbprinting off, and they know it's going to be a giant chilling effect. You serve the system, you're going to be left alone. It's now been in the news, and I've interviewed some of the Marines and people they've done this to. They always want soldiers to infiltrate groups and basically set them up or be set up themselves. That you get put on a no-fly list when you have no criminal record. They always target people that they know are salesmen and folks that have to be able to fly. And they call you in 6 months later. They've got a formula when you're basically bankrupt. And they say, listen, we're going to pay you the money back and everything. You just got to work for us now in InfraGuard. And we may never ask you to do anything. But we may ask you to kill people. That's come out in the news about InfraGuard. Or we may ask you to go set people up. Now, we're going to pay you. We're going to pay the money you've lost from being on the no-fly list. I mean, this is what they do. This is how they induct people. And a lot of people get scared, and they go, well, you're FBI. Okay. You're ATF. Well, all right, I'll do whatever. And then, you know, a couple years down the road, if they find out you're doing things like they want, you're taking over the pure dark side of government, which is now bigger than the light side. Many experts like Joel Skousen break down, and I agree with his analysis. And, I mean, if you'll do anything, you're going to be a drug dealer. Or if you'll go, you'll be a killer. Or if you'll go even further, it's unlimited. I went and saw Loopers last night, and I'm going to get more into this big issue of not being able to travel out the country or come back in if they want when we come back from break. I went and saw it, and it's a real subtle movie with Bruce Willis. Very, very well done. And in the future, the United States is run by the mafia. And subtly it shows that the police, by the end, that the mafia is in a police station, and they've actually got cops in blue that you see at the end that are working for the mafia, and the police chief is the gangster mafia chief sent from the future, spoiler alert, obviously, living in a vault inside the building. And the United States is fully collapsed because of corruption, and China is now the center of the world government. But there is still a Second Amendment, so everybody's shooting and killing each other, and more than half the population is homeless. That's actually Agenda 21. But they plan to fully convert the police over. Oh, it's even more realistic. Low-level cops aren't allowed to have weapons. Then mid-level are allowed to have a single-shot shotgun, and the higher-ups have automatic weapons and everything else. That's actually State Department memorandum and common law, U.S. law, 7277, State Department Memorandum 7277, and UN Treaty that we've covered here before. It says the general cops are going to be disarmed and just have tasers. I mean, that movie, that is predictive programming. either they're pure New World Order, or it was there to condition us, or they were good guys that got this out. Of course, even if they're good guys, they were just allowed to put it out to still condition people. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A big news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hang man, hold it a little while. I think I see my friends coming, riding many a mile. I plan to get some silver, to get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friends? Keep me from the gallows pole.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone ends up being taken to the gallows pole. Death is part of life, and it is what unifies us all, life and death. All of us will taste of death.
I couldn't get no silver.
Russell Means died over the weekend. American Indian activist actor dies at 72. He was supposed to die like a year ago of cancer, but... beat it with natural means, then it came back metastasized. Russell Means never shunned attention, whether leading Native Americans and rallying against broken federal treaties, appearing in Hollywood blockbusters, or advocating sovereign American Indian nation with U.S. borders. The activist who helped lead the 1973 uprising at Wounded Knee revealed, reveled in the spotlight. I love how they, in this AP article, you know, implied he was an attention whore. How about being in there for weeks in Wounded Knee when they were pouring tens of thousands of bullets into it. And again, I don't agree with some of the things that Russell Means promoted 20, 30 years ago. But more and more, he was speaking out against the New World Order, against socialism, against collectivism. He understood it was eugenics-based. He said Obama was bad 4 years ago. He had a lot of courage. And we did a big hour-long plus mini-documentary with him that he said was he thought the best sit-down interview he ever did. He was very, very proud of it. It was called Welcome to the Reservation. It's free online. It's posted in high def at prisonplanet.tv. He is now dead. So Russell Means, who gained international notoriety, is one of the leaders of the 71-day armed occupation of Wounded Knee in South Dakota in 1973 and continued to be an outspoken champion of American Indian rights. After launching a career in action, an actor in films and television in 1990, has died. He's also a great actor, great presence. And there's just a lot of haters and a lot of people that were jealous and envious of Russell Means and the fact that he actually spoke his mind. And the left turned against him in the last 15 years because he began to understand that socialism and communism was a system of enslavement and eugenics to control people and destroy them. And he started speaking about that and exposing that. And so the left started attacking him as well as the fake right. So happy trails, buddy. They're in the happy hunting ground. I guess we'll all end up there if we're lucky enough instead of the other place. So God bless you. And tonight on the Nightly News, we're going to air the originals, like over a year and a half old. Welcome to the Reservation after the news. But first we'll air my last interview with him. What was that, about 6 months ago? It was about 6 months ago from the Nightly News as well as tonight, 7 o'clock Central. The main news portion tonight will be David Knight, who does a fabulous job, and then we'll air that. By the way, we said we were going to air some Bob Chapman during the 48-hour broadcast. Ever did that? I do in the future want to do a rebroadcast someday on a holiday or something with nothing but Bob Chapman and then me telling stories and leading in and out as a tribute, because we need to not just forget people that have died. Myself included, we're so busy with our own daily lives that interesting people that have contributed to humanity, even though with everything they said, they had courage, they had guts, and that was enough. We need to remember these people, not just remember all the fake sports icons and things the globalists build up so they can tear them down. And I want to talk about how they can try to control heroes a little bit towards the end of the hour after I get into some more of the news that is coming up. Okay, let me just give you some of the headlines before I get back into the domestic checkpoints that are not coming. They're already here. But what life will be like here in America. Let me just get into some of the other headlines here. Eugenics and education. Healthy boy banned from public school due to genetic makeup. And this has been covered by Fox News, you name it. 11-year-old California schoolboy named Coleman Chatham has been banished from his school and forced to transfer to another school because he carries the genetic mutation for cystic fibrosis. It's not communicable. It's not it's a genetic disorder. It's not even manifesting, but they say you've got to go to our special school. And you notice the special schools are getting in some areas as big as the regular schools because they're the vaccines, the drugs, the chemicals, the bad diets. More and more the kids are going to have problems. The school gets more money. So why do they even know his genetic makeup? Well, they take your blood at birth. People are going to get genetic testing now, you've noticed. And they'll say, oh, we have a genetic treatment for you. We can probably cure your cancer or whatever it is. But, oh, yeah, they got a blood sample from you sometime in your life. This company patented your particular blood DNA. That's not a joke. Look that up. And sorry, the treatment's going to cost $1 million now. Well, it's going to cost $20,000. I mean, just type that in. Court rules that you don't own your DNA. Okay, they're just doing whatever they want. So there it is. What we're seeing here is the beginning of the application of eugenics in public schools. This is how it starts, banning little boys and girls because of bad gene sequence, even if they have absolutely no symptoms and are living in a state of perfect health. Well, what do they want to go to that school? Next, it progresses to racially genetic profiling with declaration that people have certain races are genetically inferior. That already happens at Endgame. We have in state board hearings in the legislature. They say, why do you drug 69% of kids? And they go, they have bad gene pools. No test is done. They're black. Just, you can't make this up. And therefore, unable to be taught in public schools, will be told. And from there, As history has shown, it moves to the eugenics phase. That's right. Now they say they're going to drug all the kids. Total nightmare. And Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. It's also up at Infowars.com. Links through to Fox News, Daily Mail, HBO. Bill Maher saying, just kill everybody. You know, he's pro-death. Yeah, very nice people. India may ban GMO crop field trials for 10 years. But that's okay because now six largest pesticide corporations funding effort to try to defeat GMO labeling Proposition 37. Because you shouldn't be able to know if something's had a bunch of high-tech pesticides sprayed on it or low-tech like fluoride, sodium fluoride. You shouldn't be allowed to know that in America. No, you shouldn't be allowed to know that. That's another report in that area. Pesticide can be the culprit in bee drop-off. A new big study out on that. University study, flu vaccine effectiveness claims are wildly exaggerated. And it only helped people 1.5% of the time when the study was looked at by the University of Minnesota. And that's even using the Cook data they had. The flu shot actually lowers your immunity. That's been proven in so many studies it makes my head spin. Another great S.D. Wells story at Natural News, side effects of GMOs. Ask your doctor, is cancer right for you? Excellent article up at Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. Pesticide food timeline. And it goes over the Nazis and everything else. You might want to go read that. Or maybe ask your doctor if organ failure is good for you, is right for you. Study says children with ADHD like taking antipsychotic drugs. That's right. They put out a new study saying, hey, and it's good for them once you get them on Ritalin to put them on Prozac. They like it. Well, yeah. What are they? 5 to 7 to 10, depending on the study, they're more likely to be drug addicts when you ever put them on any of this. Well, of course, they're getting them young. Got to fight drugs. I mean, dare to stay off drugs unless they're big pharma's deadly drugs. Also, a lot of reports out today pushing that there's going to be a cyber digital 9/11. Yep, just as soon as Cybersecurity Command is in place to take over, it will then launch the attack or launch the attack through puppets they covertly hire. We don't even know they've been hired. Later, bust those puppets as a way to totally take over the web. And I'm now hearing radio ads about under the new compliance rules, you must save all your email for years and have federally approved IT people. You could go to jail if you don't. Check this federal website to find out. It's already begun. It's all being phased in here. We're spying on you. Better love it. Great video from KXII that we'll get to later when Pat Shannon is on with us. 12-year-old exercises Second Amendment. When I saw the door handle turn, I shot him. More and more children are protecting themselves with firearms, and the system absolutely hates it. Don't you wish somebody at that Wisconsin spa where the angry boyfriend went in and shot people had been armed? But no, it was a bunch of disarmed women. I love how the feminists say women shouldn't own guns. I thought you wanted women empowered. Oh, I see. You really don't. So we're going to be getting into all of that as well. Again, UN monitors to control our elections. It'd be overseeing them, but not overseeing for electronic institutional government fraud, not comptroller fraud, not CEO fraud, not the big industrial fraud. No, they're going to be there making sure the illegal aliens can vote not once, not twice, but thrice, as Democratic operatives have been recorded saying, yes, we'll teach you how to vote repeatedly. That's all coming out. By the way, what was it, a CBS News channel? I had it here in my stack. I'll get to it. Here it is. CBS News affiliate calls 2012 presidential race for Barack Obama weeks ahead of election. And this continues to happen. Sometimes on the night of the event, what was it, ABC in 96 flashed the exact voting totals hours before for the entire country up on screen and then didn't even change it later to still put it up. The 2012 presidential election is still more than 2 weeks away, but on Friday, a CBS News affiliate in Arizona called the race for President Barack Obama. That's the Daily Caller reports. For 17 seconds, Phoenix, Arizona, CBS News, KPHO, ran a lower third graphic that showed the Obama had won the November 6th election over Governor Mitt Romney with 99% of the precincts reporting. The lower third graphic appeared at 3:30 p.m. on October 19th. During an episode of the People's Court, got that a little too comfortable. They said they'd already blown up Building 7. They said it had already fallen its own footprint an hour before it happened, and then 25 minutes before, and the reporters are It fell in its own footprint from fires. Everyone survived. Surprised at the complete collapse. Hadn't happened yet. You guys ready? Go in there. Oh, very loving. The CBS News graphic showed Obama winning the election with 43% of the vote nationwide to Romney's 40%. With 40,237,000 votes to 38 million and change for Romney. It is unclear who garnered the other 70% in the fictional election results. KPHO's general manager did not return the Daily Caller's request for comment by the time of publication. So there you go from the Daily Caller reporting on that. Okay, let's just continue here now. Now, I want everybody to listen to me very, very carefully. I want to explain to you what life in this country and in every industrialized nation is going to be like. And this isn't my opinion. This is the stated facts by Homeland Security, by MI5 in England, and by the EU, quote, security services, who all meet and have all integrated their programs. That's why they got naked body scanners going in Europe. Same ones here. It's continuity of agenda. It's a global corporate agenda that is then handed down to the North American Union, the EU, and the Asian Union, which are all open and publicly operating. And deciding everything from the color of street signs down to what the world reserve currency will be, it's all been standardized. I want to read to you a few headlines and then tie them in together. Okay, this is just in the last few days. AP, no-fly list trans man on island in Hawaii because he was a prepper and, well, a threat fusion center said you got a website or he's been seen talking about prepping. No violence, no nothing. You're not allowed to fly. Okay, that's it. We told you about that days before it broke. The Northeast Intelligence Network got him on for us. Okay, Lou Rockwell reports why you need a passport now. And it links to all the mainstream news saying that you are not going to be allowed to have a passport if they feel like it. They're just going to deny you and not say why. No judge, no jury. So there's no fly list that they're talking about. We can document cam shot right in here. Right in here is now the document cam shot sector. You can just keep the camera aimed right there, and we'll show people that right there. So again, right here, no fly list, strands man on island in Hawaii, and if you're talking about document cams and our radio listener, we're streaming video of this at prisonplanet.tv. There's this report. Why you need a passport now? At a future point, it may be impossible to get one. PapersPlease.org reports on what the State Department is planning for future passport applicants. The new U.S. passport application forms are back worse than ever, ignoring massive public opposition, and despite having recently admitted there is already using the proposed forms illegally without approval, the State Department is trying again to get approval for a pair of impossible-to-complete new passport application forms that would, in effect, allow the State Department to deny you a passport simply by choosing to send you either of the long forms. And it goes over the new rules asking who the doctor was that delivered you, who the nurse was, everything with proof. You have to get a private investigator to be able to get this, okay? Meanwhile, illegal aliens are all just given them instantly, are all legalized everywhere. People say, oh, we need internal checkpoints for the illegals. The illegals are left alone. This whole internal system is for you. So again, people stranded can't fly because they're a prepper. Told you shouldn't have criticized the NDAA on this blog. You're not flying by weirdo TSA people who are now going to be on the streets. Here's Fox News right here. Oh, the IRS, you're not going anywhere. A bill making its way through Congress could allow the federal government to prevent Americans who owe back taxes from leaving the country. No judge, no jury, no adjudication. Private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. There it is. Okay? You've got that right there. Here's another one. This is ABC News. Senators unveil Ex-Patriot Act to respond to Facebook's severance tax scheme. Paid his taxes, left the country. All the elites are running to places like Singapore. And this is all selectively enforced, though. Now, little people try to get their legal money out. They're not letting people get 100 thou out. It's after-tax money. And they say these are capital controls. This is what always happens. Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Maoist China, Fidel's Cuba, Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. Go look at North Korea. Go look at any authoritarian country. This is the hallmark, because they're going to not let you get your money out, and they're going to take everything you've got. And they mean business. And so what if hundreds of thousands of police die in a civil war? They call them cannon fodder. They call them dumb animals, as Henry Kissinger called them. And a lot of them will line up and die, taking you and your family to a FEMA camp because they like being called dumb animals. Now, let's continue here. Let's go right. But this is authoritarianism. This is Red Dawn takeover. We've been occupied. They're trying to mop up free speech right now and shut us down. You better recognize the attack. Okay? Continuing. I've got a bunch of other articles here in my stack dealing with all of this that we're going to be going over, and how it ties in with the TSA straight ahead. But you need to understand, the airport is what every place is going to be like. Street corner, the mall, you're not going to have a job unless they say so. Buy nor sell, face scanning to buy and sell. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
But like I said, again, Alex Jones back here live. Thank you for joining us on this Monday edition. This is not my opinion. This is an authoritarian takeover worldwide where they're going to come in your house without warrants. They're going to taser you for no reason. They're going to take blood at checkpoints. It's already started. They're going to make you eat GMO. They're going to force inoculations on you. It's all been announced. They're going to drug all children like THX-1138. All children will be drugged. The food's already drugged. The water's already drugged. And they will start just killing people whenever they want on the streets. Drones and blimps will be tethered over every major city. And people will start dying. You think 3,000% increases in cancer? How about 10,000, 20,000? And they're just going to start killing everybody. I mean, I guess that's kind of the good news is that once they get this post-industrial system rolling, most people are going to be dead. If the globalists actually implement all this, remember, there's the good track of history and the bad track. The bad guys are always trying to do this. They want to get rid of freedom because they can't realize their great dreams of total power. It's a paradox that they can't have total power if they don't totally enslave. Even though it ruins the world for them, to them it's beautiful, so they don't mind it. Even if they're destroyed by it, it's like a lot of criminals like to rob and rape and kill because it's fun. It's just not the money. It's that that's what they're into. They think that's cool. And so they've warped society. Torture is good. Secret arrest is good. The family's bad. Hurting your body is cool. This is a society begging for enslavement, and you will get it. You will get it. Do not worry. You're going to have a horrible time, everybody. And people will just further get into the sports, get into the drama, all of it. So I'm going to cover this more with Pat Shannon, but a few of the articles here. Again, senators unveil Expatriate Act, where you can't come back to the country if you leave the country with even legal money. Oh, the IRS, you're not going anywhere. Fox News won't let you leave. They're not going to let you operate domestically, they've said as well. No fly list, trans man on island in Hawaii because he was, quote, a prepper, they told him. Now AP confirms what we told you last week. Why you need a passport now? They're set to make you answer questions that are impossible to answer, and they say they'll just start denying them. We already have less passports in the U.S. than any other country in the world. Americans do. They want to keep that going on. Wall Street Journal, wary Swiss banks, shun Yanks. You want to put a little money back in the safest banking system in the world? Have your own debit card over here? Used to be UBS's all over the U.S. They're leaving. Because now the U.S. is going in saying, hey, we're going to take over your banks. It's not the U.S. It's the mega bankers. Dutch Royal Shell, BP, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Google, General Electric. You've all heard they pay zero or maybe up to 5% tax because they're all exempt. It's people trying to put $1 million in a Swiss bank account of the Caymans. You're not going to do it. It doesn't matter if it's legal. The IRS is going to take what you got out of that bank account and give it to the bankers to put it back in that same bank account. When Scott Smith finally got his Swiss passport last month, it was time for him to take the drastic step. See, they know Americans are leaving, folks, because this ain't land of the free, home of the brave. It's land of the potbelly control freak working for foreign bankers. So he tried to run to where the mega banks are based in many cases. Well, that's for them to be safe, not for you. You're going to stay here and everything you got taken. We're going to... Maybe the globals put you in a ditch and take care of you and take everything you got, boy. Hey, you might be bad. Among the reasons was a pending U.S. regulation, pending, aimed at tracking down tax cheats that is making life difficult for some Americans abroad. These expatriates say the foreign banks, which have expressed concern over compliance costs and potential penalties for failing to report the American clients, are turning away their business. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. You're an American? Your Fuhrer doesn't let you leave. No, though. No, no, no. The long arm of the New World Order. See, the globalists have captured America. Now they're using it to capture everybody else. And I got another big stack of news here on this show. That's the future. The TSA shooting you in the back of the head in a ditch and taking your wife and children away for re-education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.